In southern Russia today, a court sentenced the only attacker arrested in the deadly Beslan school siege to life in prison. The judge said that only a ban on capital punishment prevented the man from being executed. The assault on the school 2 years ago killed more than 330 people, and more than half of the dead were children. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer joins us now from Moscow. And Gregory, remind us of what happened during that attack, which was, of course, quite tragic.
It happened on the first day of school in September 2004 in the southern region of North Ossetia. A group of rebels took over 1,300 hostages, some of them children, some of them teachers, and others who happened to be at the school, and herded them into a gym, which was wired with bombs. The hostages were kept there for 3 days. They weren't allowed food or water, and conditions were very hot. They were stripping down to their underwear just in absolutely miserable conditions. Russian forces staged a rescue attempt 3 days into the siege. They used tanks and heavy weapons that apparently killed most of the 330 victims.
And what part did the man who has been sentenced to life in prison play in the siege on the school?
Nurbaxy Kulayev is a 25-year-old former carpenter, a Chechen. He's maintained his innocence all along. He said he was forced to take part by the rebels who organized the operation. He says he hid in the dining room, in the cafeteria of the school, throughout most of the siege, and that he killed no one, that he didn't fire a single bullet. He was arrested, caught hours after the siege ended. He was found hiding underneath a truck not far away from the school.
Now, Chechens have been battling for independence for more than a decade. What was the aim of the school assault?
The rebels who staged the assault demanded an end to Russia's brutal war in Chechnya that's been going on since 1994. This was the second such siege that took place in Russia. Another one took place shortly before in a Moscow theater, where many died also in a rescue attempt by Russian authorities when they pumped in an unknown gas to knock out the hostage takers. But there have been a number of terrorist attacks, bombs, suicide bombings, and such. There's been a lull recently, largely since the Beslan siege, but analysts say that as long as this war goes on, Russia can expect more of the same.
And that lull had nothing to do with backlash because of the siege?
Well, it's not clear. It's not clear how how Chechen rebels operate.
Right.
I don't think there's a short answer to that one.
Well, just briefly, how are the people of Beslan coping at this point?
Badly. The town is in deep shock. So many of the children died there. The victims and those who survived and their relatives have received a lot of money and gifts from the government and businesses in Russia. But they say that the real culprits haven't been found.
Right.
They say that...
Gregory Pfeiffer, thanks very much. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow.